former UGA great quarterback Eric Zeier. Eric, thanks for joining us on a Sunday afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
As shocked as we were this afternoon when you heard this news?
Without a doubt. I was in the camp, I think, with both of you and with Tony as well as we were leaving the booth the other day. I really thought that beating Tech and the way that we finished off the season, albeit not in spectacular fashion, but really a good job of coaching to take the skill set that we had on the field and put in a plan to allow us to go win football games and finish the season strong. I really did think it was enough to get him another year, maybe another 2 years after the kind of run that he's had. I understand why the decision was made, no question, but was shocked when the news came across the board.
Eric, let me ask you this question. You're obviously a big part of Bulldog Nation, the Athens community. From your perspective, in the weeks leading up to this, what was the percentage of Dog Nation that wanted to change as opposed to those that wanted to keep Mark Richt around?
You know, I think it would tilt slightly in favor of making a move and changing a head coach. So doing exactly what we've done. And I get a chance to interact with a number of former players and guys that understand and know football. And, I think when if I would go poll 100 of them, you'd probably have 55 or 60 that were in favor of making a change. And then the others that really believe that we were in and still on the right path, albeit going through a bit of a rough stretch here over the past couple of years. So pretty evenly split, but probably leaning a little towards it's time to make a change.
Eric, the word is mutually agreed to part ways, and a lot of people look at that and say, yeah, he was pushed out. But do you think there's any part of this that tells you that maybe Richt had grown tired of this and had enough?
Tony, there's always that possibility. Obviously you and I are close to the program, but we were not in the inner sanctum and sitting in those coaching rooms every day, so right. It's always tough to tell. But I really thought the way that Coach Richt was interacting with the team, the way that he was out aggressively on the recruiting trail, I didn't have any indication from where I sat, albeit not without all of the information or not with all of the information, that he was looking to step down from his post. I think this was a move made above him and really looking to go in a different direction. I don't think this was a case where Mark was coming to the forefront and saying it's time for me to step down.
See, something that's always kind of bothered me about the critiques against Mark Richt was that he was not passionate or emotional enough on the sidelines. Does that matter to a football player?
I'll tell you, just to say this, and I guess get this on the record, Coach Richt is one of the finest things to ever happen to the University of Georgia, and he has influenced so many lives in a positive way, and he has taken our program to a spot that it hasn't been in a long time. So there's an awful lot of good that Coach Richt has done. He brought passion to what he was doing every single day, because it wasn't displayed all the time on the sidelines. That can turn against you real quick as well. And he always handled himself the exact right way. And if you were ever sitting in that locker room, you knew that he had passion for Georgia. He had passion for every man that's ever been through the doors there of the athletic program in Athens. So passion, while I know that's a criticism that would come up quite a bit, it was not one that I ever bought into, nor I think you can go ask anybody that's ever played for him. And they will tell you, probably pretty similar to my comments, is that he brought plenty of passion every single day to what he was doing.
Talking to former UGA great quarterback Eric Zeier, discussing the breaking news coming down this afternoon. The coach and the organization, the institution, the college are going to step down, part ways after the bowl game. Eric, give me, if you could, one of your favorite Coach Richt moments, whether it's off the field or on the field. What sticks out for you in your time working with Coach Richt?
Well, I'll tell you, my time with Coach Richt actually goes back to when I was in high school, when I was getting recruited, and he was at Florida State at the time, and the man that he was when I was a junior and a senior in high school was no different than what you saw every single day while he was at Athens. So, you know, my thoughts and my memories of Coach Rick really go back to, you know, when I was 17 or 18 years old. I remember the day that he got the job. I was down in Tampa Bay, and I put a phone call into him just to congratulate him. And he called me back within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and just to acknowledge the phone call. He was obviously pretty busy at that time. And but that's really how it's been the entire time that he has been here. So there are a number of moments that stick out for me with or about Coach Rick. But really what I think about is just the kind of man that he is, what he's meant to this university, and what he's meant to so many young men that have had a chance to interact with him over the course of his coaching career.
Eric Zier, color analyst, former Bulldog, great, joining us on a bittersweet day here, certainly for the Dog Nation. You mentioned that there are a lot of fans that were dying for a change, and not just this year. It's gone back a couple of years. Sure. But obviously, no one can find fault in the coach himself. And I said Georgia might find themselves a better coach post-Rick, but I doubt they'll be able to find a better man post-Mark Richt.
Yeah, no, listen, I think that is probably a true statement, although there are a lot of good men that are coaching football today, and I know that I trust in the leadership that we have at the University of Georgia that we're going to go out and find both a great football coach and a great man on top of that. And but there's no question. Coach Rick's been an awful lot to this program. He, you know, as soon as we get through this period in time, you know, he'll be looked back upon as one of the greatest coaches ever to walk the sidelines at the University of Georgia. He will be will quickly be an icon for the University of Georgia with what he did. He's elevated our program to where we really are in that national conversation year in and year out, and that the nature of the business and the reason changes are made, even when you have a coach as successful as Mark Richt, is, you know, there's times in any organization where a change, a bit of a shakeup, is needed. I had a chance to play with Tony Dungy while I was in Tampa, and Tony, another great man, great football coach, but even while he was at Tampa, change was needed, and, you know, coming out of that change was a Super Bowl victory in large part on what Tony had built, and, you know, hopefully we have that same kind of result here. So I understand why changes are made, and there's valid reason for changes to be made, and we'll get the right kind of man to come in here and lead this program. I have confidence, and you know, we can walk away knowing that each of us individually has known Coach Rick, and as a program, we're better off because he was here.
Eric, thanks for your time on a Saturday. It was a tough day for you and everyone associated with the team and the broadcast crew, but we do appreciate it. Enjoy your time off before the bowl, my friend.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Y'all have a great day.